During Russia's previous review, its restrictive legislation on freedom of assembly and association was heavily criticized. This legislation has now shown its destructive potential. Russia has since received numerous authoritative assessments of its legislation, echoing the criticism it received under the UPR, including those by the Council of Europe's Commissioner for Human Rights, the Venice Commission, UN treaty bodies and special procedures. Yet, Russia continues to introduce new restrictive norms, including, inter alia, the law on undesirable organizations, thus widening the toolbox for suppressing civil society. Further examples include 2014 legislation on public rallies, with contraventions resulting in fines of up to 1 million rubles and up to 5 years in prison, and a policy by the Ministry of Justice to press the courts to dissolve NGOs included on the foreign agents register who are unable or unwilling to comply with the additional reporting requirements or severe fines levelled against them. Along with individual criminal prosecutions, these have all had a further chilling effect on civil society. Russia refuses any recommendations on amending or repealing these laws while accepting vague recommendations to create a safe and enabling environment for civil society and human rights defenders. It should be clear to all delegations that it is impossible to implement such a recommendation without removing existing repressive legislation. By not accepting specific recommendations, Russia sends a clear signal that it is not willing to meet its obligations on freedom of association and assembly and the protection of human rights defenders. We make the following recommendations. 1. Repeal the provisions on foreign agents NGOs and the law on undesirable organizations. And 2. Stop arbitrary detentions and criminal prosecution of peaceful protesters and repeal restrictive legislation on peaceful assembly. I thank you.